another 223 pages. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I read the latest health plan, the one from the Senate Finance Committee. I still couldn't find the key sentence. I was looking for the part where it says, every American will get a medical card they can use to get affordable health care anywhere they happen to be, whether they have a job or not. There's 223 pages promising no tax money for abortions, promising the insurance companies will continue to make money, promising all kinds of paperwork to make sure I'm not an illegal alien. But I don't see where it says, don't worry, from now on, you'll have simple, affordable health care. I don't see where it says that by passing this, our health system will no longer rank as number 37 just behind Costa Rica. I mean, it's embarrassing. There's even a song about it now. You see? Well, maybe we're going about this all wrong. Maybe instead of trying to imitate those other countries, we get them to imitate us. Persuade the French to quit paying all claims within 3 days. Persuade the Japanese to quit charging only $5 for an office visit. Persuade the British that their National Health Service is the spawn of Lenin, and if they just go to a for-profit system, they'd get their empire back. I asked author T.R. Reid, who traveled the world surveying these other health systems, why can't we just get them to imitate us?
You know how, Dave, in America, the bad word is socialized medicine. Whoa, don't give us socialized medicine.
Mm-hmm.
In every other rich country, the bad term is American-style medicine.
Cut it out! Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.